So yeah, you remember that time we had that board game and we had it all set out on the table, all the pieces were ready, and then I said, you know, the horse, it can stay, it's okay. But the naked clown was just too disturbing, and your dad had to go put his pants back on.
We're on here.
Oh, damn. So, hi, this is the Dice Guys extra number two.
Yeah, we thought we had this one better planned out than the last one. But
Yeah, we thought we did. But no, if you haven't listened to extra number one, you can find it on the website at www.thediceguys.com.
yep.
And it's all full of bloopers and all kinds of nice little things like that. So go check it out. But this extra is actually being made. It's not just clips from other
Right.
shows.
Right. And the idea today is to go through some upcoming releases.
Upcoming releases from various game companies.
Yeah.
So get ready for that right after this music. Yeah, man. Are trying to kill me.
That's it. That's the same music.
That's the theme music this time. I should leave
Wow.
it.
All right, being the Dice Guys, we have a list of board game releases coming out in the near future, and we are going to randomize what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we have about 12 or so games here to talk about, so we
Yep.
just figured we'll roll some dice. First game
Yay!
coming up that's coming up out this year is number 9. Number 9 is Belfort from Tasty Minstrel Games.
Yep.
I hope I have that right. Was it Belfort or Belfont?
Belfort.
Belfort.
Belfort. And
I can't read my
it's a Well, luckily I was listening when you looked that up. Okay, it's a city building game.
Yep, and resource gathering.
Yep. And involves elves, gnomes, and dwarves
Yes.
building a city.
Yes. So,
It's kind of a tile resource board game kind of
kind of like
thing.
Settlers of Catan, maybe, for dwarves and elves
Yeah, kind of a fantasy version of Settlers. I would, you know, that's not a
something
bad
similar.
comparison.
Yeah,
I don't think the mechanics are going to be the same, but the
yeah.
general idea.
Now, this is the second printing, and it's supposed to be coming out in May.
Yep.
So this game has been out for a while. If you don't have it yet, you'll be able to get a new copy of it with, everything
Updated stuff. Yep.
in May. So that's from Tasty Minstrel Games. So
Absolutely.
that's the first one. I will
Excellent.
cross that off the list.
Okay.
Yes, they're crossed.
Excellent.
Next, you get to roll this time.
My roll. Okay. We're turning this extra into a game itself. Number 10.
Number 10, also Tasty Minstrel Games.
Yes.
I didn't plan on actually doing these all in one lump as each company, but it seems to be turning out that way.
Yep.
This one is Martian Dice.
Martian Dice. Yeah, okay. So this game seems to have some similarities to Zombie Dice.
Yes, there's five dice, and they have little icons on them of cows and different people and things.
Humans, yeah. And
Laser
basically,
blasts.
your idea is to go through and try and abduct various living organisms.
Yes. So that's a Martian Dice, also coming from Tasty Minstrel Games. It's also a second printing, by the way. So you
And
probably
also coming out in May.
also
So,
coming out in May.
ta-da-da. There you
That's
go.
pretty easy.
Yep.
So, okay, my turn to roll.
All right. Roll something good.
Oh, that was loud.
That was a little loud,
That
but
was a
that's
little loud.
okay.
Okay, number three.
Oh, cool.
Number three, Descent, Journeys in the Dork.
No, dark,
Dark.
dark.
Oh, I can't read your writing here.
Yeah, I know.
This
Mine's
one's
almost
your
as
writing.
bad. Yeah, mine's almost as bad as yours.
This is the second edition
Journey into
Descent.
in the Dork might actually be a more interesting game, but no, actually, Descent, awesome game, and this second edition looks pretty good. It's a dungeon crawl.
Yes, and basically you have one player that plays the overlord of the dungeon and kind of deals out the monsters and the tiles and everything as the other team members go through the dungeon.
Yep, it's a reveal as you go kind of game, and Fantasy Flight, if we didn't say that.
Fantasy Flight is coming out the second quarter of this year.
Which should mean any time.
Yes. And there are several of these Descent games, and they're all standalone, I think.
I think they
So
pretty much all can be
this
played
one's
by themselves,
definitely
yes.
standalone. So if you're interested in this kind of a tile revealing, dungeon revealing game, then go check out the other ones. Or you can just wait until Descent Journeys in the Dark comes out,
Second edition.
and then second edition, and you will be able to get it. So, okay, let's see your roll.
My roll. Well, nope. We've
We
already
already
rolled
did number
that.
10, sorry.
Dang it. One.
One singular sensation. What? Where'd that come from? I don't know.
Rodgers and Hammerstein moment.
This one is A House Divided. And this is a Civil War game coming from Mayfair in June.
Right.
And I don't think there's that much to say about a Civil War game because this is actually, from the look of it, a full war game with tiles and chits and little markers and a big old map that you march
I don't
people
know that
around
I don't know
on.
that it has the time investment of what I consider a true war game, but yeah, basically it's quick by comparison war game. I think you only probably have 2 to 3 hours in this one. I don't remember the exact numbers. I should probably have looked that up. But
But our assistants are like out right now.
yeah.
They're on spring break.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, those assistants.
Yes. Mayfair, June, A House Divided is coming for $30. This one actually has a price involved with it.
Yeah, so,
So,
not a bad price.
yep.
30
And
bucks for board games, not bad at all.
not bad at all, especially for a war game.
Yep.
So, all right, I'm going to cross out number one. All right.
Awesome. Your roll.
My roll. Now we already did that one. Try it again.
Roll better.
Maybe we need a smaller die. Dang it. Okay, this is a short podcast.
Not really. Not if you're going to keep rolling the same things we've already
Stop that.
rolled.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay, I got two.
All right.
Number
Took forever,
two.
but now we're on two.
Yes, number two is Relic from Fantasy Flight. Now, this one we actually went over in our last podcast at the very end of this at the very end of the show. It is a talisman style game. Board game based on Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, it's using the Talisman game engine.
And it is due out this summer, and I don't think there's that much we really have to say about it because number one, there's not that much out there about it except the cover shot that somebody took at the
Right.
Gamma conference. So, that's all you really know.
Yeah, and people are already reacting to this, which, with almost no information. Ha ha, welcome to the internet.
The thing I do find interesting about it though is it's a board game. Most of the sites that are mentioning it are Warhammer 40K player sites. So it'll be interesting to see if they have sort of a crossover hit coming up.
It will be very interesting. That's one we're going to watch fairly closely. Expect another mention of that when we get more info.
Yeah, but all we know is it's due out this summer, possibly. There's not really any information yet from Fantasy Flight Games.
Right.
So, okay, let's see what we can roll up this time.
Number eight.
Number eight.
Oh,
Oh,
this one sounds fun.
now this is one from Steve Jackson. Hey, Steve, when you gonna like buy a
Yeah, when you
commercial?
gonna throw a little sponsorship this way? No, we love your stuff, man.
This is Evil Ted.
Evil Ted, there isn't a whole lot of information about this one either, unfortunately. It's a card and dice game based around the idea of zombie teddy bears.
Yeah.
And if that's not a winning idea, I don't know what
Winning.
is.
Yeah.
Dragon's blood.
I
Yeah.
don't know. I mean, if you like zombies, do you get this game?
I would think so.
What if you don't like teddy bears?
These are undead teddy bears.
Oh.
No comparison.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case,
These are teddy bears that are gonna eat your effing brain. Yeah, it sounds great. We did,
Yeah.
should be released hopefully sometime this year. There's no real dead, you know, set quarter release.
How do you stop a zombie teddy bear anyway? I mean, regular human teddy bear, I mean, regular human zombies, you shoot them in the head, usually.
Right.
But what about a zombie teddy bear?
I don't know. Remove their stuffing?
Yeah, that's it.
There's no support system then.
Yeah, then they just sort of like flop
around. Then they just flop around. Yeah.
To be announced.
That's disturbing.
To be announced. There's no date on that one yet.
Almost as disturbing as a naked clown. Okay.
Yeah. You know, you really got to...
got to make sure your parents are wearing clothes when your friends come over. Okay. Oh, this is your roll.
Oh, my roll. Quick, give me my dice.
That's right. Don't touch my dice, man.
All right. Okay. Looks like we got number four, but... You know, number four and number five kind of go together. So I'm going to say four and five right now.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. Why not? It's our podcast, damn it.
That's right. And four and five are also from Fantasy Flight, but they're reprints instead of actually real new games.
And the original games came out around the same time.
Yes.
You know, we've got Fortress America.
1986, the original game.
And Merchant of Venus.
1988, the original game.
Mm-hmm. So both late 80s, mid to late 80s.
Yep. So what do you think of reprints, you know, kind of like remakes of things?
Not always a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
Board games, less of a horrible thing than in movies, maybe?
Yeah, probably. Everything. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, there's a lot of flack about remakes, mm-hmm. obviously, especially when it comes to movies.
Yeah, people usually say something like, there's never any good remakes. They're always bad.
And that's not always the case.
Yeah, it's not always the case. I mean, for example, we were talking earlier, and Maltese Falcon.
That was a remake.
That was a remake. The classic one with Humphrey Bogart that everybody likes.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch old black and white movies, and if you don't, you should. Maltese Falcon remake, Wizard of Oz remake. In fact, I think Wizard of Oz, the one that everybody knows and watches every holiday season,
Judy Garland
mm-hmm. one. I think that was actually the third remake.
I think there was a silent version.
There was a silent version, and I think there was another version, and then there was the musical.
Hmm.
So, I'd have to look that up, but you know,
I know there was the silent version. I didn't know there was one in between Judy Garland's and the silent
version. I think
there
is, but I'd have to look it up, and you know, since our assistant's not here.
But one way or another, that's right. suffering from sleep deprivation and spring breakishness.
Yes.
Basically, Judy Garland version mm-hmm. superior to the silent movie yeah. version.
And there was recently Keanu Reeves starred in a remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Which I haven't seen that yet.
And you haven't seen it, but I have. And I actually prefer it over the original. Now, the original's good, but it's very 50s and it's very slow.
It's more cerebral than action oriented.
It's not action oriented at all. I mean, the most action that I think is in that movie is when the robot shoots a few people, and then the second most active part is riding a taxi around town. So, you know, it's not it's of its time, and it needed an update's not too bad. And
right.
you know, and honestly, you know, everybody says Keanu Reeves is a wooden actor. Well, you know, in this film, he kind of needed to be.
Yeah.
He's an alien. So
Yeah.
But anyway, back to games.
Okay.
These reprints are gonna be coming out whether we like it or not. So, you know. But yeah. Fantasy Flight's usually pretty good because what do?
They upgrade the quality.
Mm-hmm.
The pieces are usually much better quality, colors are more vibrant, updated artwork that's usually quite fantastic.
The website that of Merchant of Venus shows the artwork and it is just awesome.
Spectacular, right?
Yes. So Fortress America is basically, it's really a game of its time, and they probably should have changed this because it's basically, it's three forces of the world basically against America. You have the United States, and then you have the East Asian Alliance or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Central American and...
And then the European...
Mm-hmm.
alliances, basically, against America. Apparently, Canada is okay.
Apparently, Canada just, they either don't count, or by the time all this happens, we've just absorbed them.
Well, they're not on the map.
Because they're not on the map.
Canada is taken up by, like, counterplacement places on the map.
Yeah.
So Canada doesn't really exist. They're, like, off eating black bacon and drinking beer and playing hockey, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently.
While the world burns. So, hey, yay Canada, I'm moving to you.
But, yeah, Fortress America is very, it's a very xenophobic kind of...
Seems very xenophobic, yeah.
Yeah. And that, in today's political climate, this would be, I don't know. I don't know what the reaction would be, honestly. Yeah. It makes me, I originally thought when you were reading the description, you know, did Glenn Beck write this? And, yeah. But, you know, no, like you said, 1986, it's kind of a product of its time.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, it does
say... It's a nice bit of history, kind of the attitude and ideologies of
the
time.
And it'll have all the updated artwork and everything. Fantasy Flight does say it has some rule changes, so it could be different storyline in it or something like that.
Who knows? And it looks like the, you know, us against the world kind of thing can be fun.
Yeah.
So, if you can look past the... racist overtones than and realize that this is just like a piece of history.
Yeah. And basically one person plays the United States, and then you can have up to three other players playing the other countries that are after you.
Right.
That's coming out in the second quarter, as well as Merchant of Venus is coming out in the second quarter, which is a space trader game that has sort of humorous overtones to it.
Right.
So check those out when they come out. If you haven't played them before... because you're young and not old like us, Merchant of Venus, especially I like. Fortress America, I never was really into war games and those kind of war games anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's up to you,
right?
Yeah.
Like I said, a little bit of gaming history if you want to get into the mindset of people who were alive during that time.
Yeah, other people who've played this before, like old people like us, might want to get the updated versions to get you the updated art, or maybe you've lost a bunch of pieces and stuff from your old ones.
Get the higher quality pieces. That's the main thing, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's 4 and 5. It's down. Let's go. What's next?
Okay, so we're down to 2, so let's just do even odd.
Yeah, even odd. That sounds good.
Okay. We're going odd.
Odd. That would be Tribes, second edition from Steve Jackson.
This looks really awesome. Tribes is kind of a role-playing game that plays like a board game.
Yes, and I have actually not heard of this game before.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've never played it.
That's right. The second edition is coming out later sometime this year, but I might try to find the first edition and play it now.
Well, it's by Steve Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's already got like a 90% chance of us liking it.
Yes. It says that it's a caveman role play slash board game.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there interests me.
Running at about $40 when it releases. So
yeah, when this releases, it's about $40.
That's not bad at all.
I don't know what the first edition is going for now, but I'm going to check it out. So, but Tribes, second edition sometime later this year. They already have a picture online with its... components shown and its artwork and everything. It looks pretty nice.
Except, does not show the dice.
Doesn't show the dice. We were a little disappointed in that, being the dice guys, because I read it and it said, hey, it's going to got the three dice.
And we're always fascinated by dice.
Yeah, so I clicked on it and no dice.
Maybe we should have called ourselves the Dice Whores.
Maybe you should call yourself the Dice Slut.
Yeah, well, so. Maybe. Not sure what I'd be willing to do for unique dice. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so last one.
That leaves another dice game from Steve Jackson.
Right. And actually, this is like the one expansion on the list.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. So we included it.
Everything else we've talked about so far are standalone games, but this is a expansion to Zombie Dice.
Zombie Dice 2 is what it's called. Double feature.
Mm-hmm.
It adds 3 new dice in. One is the Santa Claus die.
And Santa Claus
dice. Zombies take on Santa.
Yep. And the Santa Claus dice. Basically, you add this dice to your other zombie dice as you roll it. And it can do several things to you, such as give you double brains.
Right. Or it can, like, put a helmet on your victim to protect them. Yeah. Or, you know.
and things like that. There's also one of the dice is the hero.
Right. What's it called? The brain malfunction.
Hey, we're talking about zombie dice, so I guess you can have a brain malfunction.
Yeah. Damn it, they got mine. It's like the hero heroine of a movie,
yeah,
kind of thing. You've got one die to represent the hunk, one to represent the hottie.
Yes, that's it.
How they talk about it.
Yeah, and the hunk has special abilities. The hottie has special abilities. The hottie's is that she's very fast
and
hard to catch.
She has like 3 running and 2 shotguns.
Yeah.
So it's like, holy crap.
And then the hunk has extra shotguns and stuff too to kill you. Mm-hmm. So basically it's 3 dice to add to your actual zombie dice game, and it is going to run at $7.95.
Which isn't bad at all.
Yep. And that, like we said, is the only expansion on our list. So there you go. A lot of games that are coming out over the next, 6
quarter
months
or two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's it for this Dice Guys Extra number 2. Stick around. Next week, we will have a full podcast for you, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I would hope so.
I'm trying. Until then.
Keep rolling those dice.
Keep rolling the dices.
Dices?
No, man.